Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 293. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. What's
Hello.
Going on? Hey.
He's scary.
And he's Brody.
Thank you.
And I'm happy. It's a sunny day here in New York City. It's beautiful. We're recording this.
It's sunny, but it's also windy and cold.
Yeah. But you know what? It's going to be 80 degrees on Monday around these parts. And
oh, that'll be nice for me. You won't be here.
Yeah, I won't. And in fact, it's going to be warmer here than it is going to be where I'm going, because I'm leaving for vacation tomorrow and I'm headed to Marbella, Spain, which is the south of Spain. You know, it's the
one of the cities you're going to explore.
It's one of the cities, yeah. And I could say this. It's a... You know Ibiza. You've heard of Ibiza. You've heard of Mallorca. This is the least known of the three. And I'm like, yeah.
It's like the ABC Islands.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Aruba and
the Bahamas and all that stuff. Yeah, so it's crazy.
Bahamas is not the... Okay.
It's not part of the ABC Islands?
No. Bahamas is not an island?
Yes, it is.
No, it's a series of islands.
The Bahamian Islands. Yeah, there's a bunch of islands in there. There's a series.
But the Bahamas isn't an island. I said ABC Islands. There's 1A, 1B, 1C. There's
okay.
Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. Most people don't know Bonaire. And you certainly don't know it. You just thought the Bahamas was in there. I'm surprised you didn't say Boston.
The hell is Bonaire?
It's one of the three ABC Islands.
It sounds,
that's my point.
Sounds like a failed airline.
Doesn't
flying Bonaire. Well, anyway, so I'm thinking, going to Marbella. Nice relaxation. Got my bathing suits out here. About to pack that up. All, you know, me, the last
you
minute.
You wearing your dad's, was it banana hammock?
Banana hammock? No, I saved that for my sister. For her trip.
Oh.
And, you know, I got all, you know, everything. I'm the last minute packer. So I'm just basically, you know, putting everything together. And then I just look at the weather. And I'm like, oh, no. This is awful, Brody.
Yeah, I can't say I feel bad for
it. It's going to be like a high of like 66, and it's going to be down to 52 at night.
Nice.
And I'm going with Tall Darren. You know, he's right. You know, it's his. He got a house over there, so I'm staying rent free. And it's, you know, we're just hanging out for a few days, and he's like, "Hey, make sure you bring a sweater for at night." And I'm like, "Whoa, I'm not prepared for this." And meanwhile, New York City, 80 degrees and sunny.
Yeah, maybe you should just stay home. That's why I planned my vacation in New Jersey. Hey, damn, by the way, after you go there, you're going to the Netherlands, right?
The Nether region.
Yes, the Netherlands.
I'm going to Amsterdam.
Yeah, but that's the Netherlands.
It's actually going to be warmer in Amsterdam at 70 degrees than it's going to be in Spain.
Do you know what other part of the world is owned by the Netherlands?
Let me see. You testing me? Let's go here. Sweden?
No.
Norway?
You think the Netherlands owns Sweden?
No. Netherlands is Denmark, Finland, Sweden, and Norway.
No. Are you serious? Are you serious?
The Netherlands is like...
Hold on. Do you think the Netherlands is like New England, where it's Boston and Connecticut and Vermont and New Hampshire? Do you think the Netherlands is a multi-country place you're going to?
Well, the Netherlands is Amsterdam. No, the
Amsterdam
Netherlands
is part of the Netherlands.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Amsterdam is a city.
Yeah.
In Holland. I don't know. Oh, God. No. Well, talk to me then. Teach me, old wise one.
I'm wise.
Definitely old.
Not old. Thanks, Dick. Just as old as I am, pretty much. Let me tell you a couple things.
Okay. Why don't you sit me on your lap there, Professor Brody?
I was trying to get you to say the island of Bonaire, because we just talked about Bonaire, and Bonaire is owned by the Netherlands.
But wait a second. Geographically, it's nowhere near the Netherlands.
Oh, so we don't own Guam or Alaska, you dumbass?
But you don't think about... I don't think about...
Or Hawaii?
Okay, I understand what you're saying. So the British... Own the Bahamas.
Virgin Islands.
Okay, we have the U.S. Virgin Islands.
The British don't own the Bahamas. The Bahamas is their own country.
Yeah, but aren't they occupied by the British? I mean, they're driving.
They were years ago.
They drive on the opposite side of the road over there.
Yes, they don't own them anymore. Just like we don't own the Philippines anymore. Do you know America owned the Philippines at one point? Not owned, but ruled over the Philippines?
Wait a second. Now my head's starting to hurt.
You know, the Panama Canal used to be ours. We gave it back.
We own Puerto Rico, right?
We do, yes.
It's a commonwealth of the United States.
It's a territory.
It's a commonwealth.
Territory.
But the Netherlands, when I think of the Netherlands, I think of the region in Europe. I don't really think of Bonaire, which is in the middle of the Caribbean.
My point was, we were talking about Bonaire because you didn't know it, and it happens to be a part of the Netherlands.
All right. You are the fresh prick of Bonaire.
Thank you. Now, that's very good. Now, go ahead and tell me what other countries are part of the Netherlands.
As I said, Finland, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden.
Yeah. Okay.
And Amsterdam.
So, what is that, five other countries?
Those are Dutch. They're all Dutch. Well, Amsterdam is Dutch. Like Holland.
Amsterdam.
The old Holland area.
Yeah, Holland and Amsterdam are cities in the Netherlands.
Correct.
Those other countries you mentioned are countries. The Netherlands is one country. You are going to a country called the Netherlands.
Oh, shit.
You are so lost.
Well,
have you never watched the Olympics? Have you never, read a book? You're going to Mr. I Love to Explore Cities.
I cannot be the only one. Slices, I want to hear this one on Slice Time next week.
I'm not asking about Slices. You work in the media, and more importantly, unlike the Slices, you are going to the Netherlands next week.
Which is, and I haven't been there before.
Did you think you were going to Sweden?
No, I'm going to Amsterdam.
Which you think is what, a country of the Netherlands?
Amsterdam is a country. Well, it's a city.
Are you sure?
And they're Dutch.
Yep. The Netherlands is all, they're all Dutch.
What do you know about Dutch other than ovens?
The Dutch live in the Netherlands. That's what.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is, it's probably not common knowledge, all the shit that you just threw at me. Because you're not only insulting me.
I think you're
insulting half of our slices right now. Okay.
As I said, the slices may or may not know that. But none of them are going to the Netherlands next week.
But that's the issue. But Brody, that's all the more reason.
You should know.
No, that's all the more reason why I'm going to learn and explore new things. Now, when I come back from my trip, if you had quizzed me and I didn't know any of this, then I'm a schmuck.
No, but you're still a schmuck.
No,
because you think
no, because
Norway
I haven't been there yet.
Is a city in the or a country in the Netherlands.
I think what?
You think the Netherlands is a bunch of countries the way New England is a bunch of states.
Well, I hear Netherlands is plural, so I can only imagine as a bunch of scattered...
It's the lands. It's plural like the heartlands.
Okay. So when you think of countries like Norway and Finland and Denmark and Sweden...
They're Nordic, yeah.
...in that area, there's not a grouping? They don't call themselves something together? You know how a bunch of, they call it like the UK, you know, there's London, England, and then you got some areas there. Isn't there something like it's called, it's not the UK, is it? Is it the UK?
No.
Is Finland part of the UK?
They're just countries.
But I thought it was referred to, the Netherlands I thought was a region, okay?
The Netherlands is a country. They wear orange in the Olympics.
They don't call it that.
They call it the Netherlands. That's why you're going to the Netherlands.
I don't know, man. It's weird to be calling it the Netherlands as a country.
The Bronx is the Bronx.
Well, if I was going to Sweden, I'm going to Stockholm, Sweden. I'm going to whatever country, a city in Norway. I'm going to a city in Finland, a city in Denmark. I can't pronounce them all. Sorry. But I'm going to Amsterdam, Netherlands.
That's correct.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's like pulling teeth.
No, it's not. That's the name of the country.
Okay. All right.
Some people refer to it as Holland.
Holland. I said that earlier.
You said Holland was a city.
It's also a tunnel. Hello, I live above it.
Yes, you do live above. Well, you're close to above it.
Yeah. Well, but if you're thinking about it, I always think of Amsterdam and Holland together. I thought the Netherlands was a region, an area in that region. The same way the UK. Okay, we're going in circles. Okay. I can't be the only one that didn't know that. But what I'm saying is, in a week and a half, I will have that knowledge.
Realize you're not in Norway?
I'll come back from my trip,
right?
And I will have learned something.
Yeah.
As I do with every trip that I go on.
Switzerland is nowhere near where you're going, right?
I never said Switzerland. I said Sweden.
So, and I'm just saying, I want to make sure, because some people confuse Sweden with Switzerland.
Okay. All right.
You're going to be near Belgium. Do you think Belgium is part of the
Netherlands? Belarus? Are you near there? Want to be near there?
No.
No? Okay, Belgium. All right, good. Listen, I wasn't great in geography. Okay, take a deep breath.
Broken Boys Podcast with Skiri and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Man, you know how to ruin a good time.
No, I'm dumbfounded by you.
It's not me. It's
You're
everyone.
Going there. No, it's not everyone. It's like when Greg T thought Alaska and Hawaii were near each other.
Okay.
On maps, they put them both in the bottom
That's
corner.
Fucking stupid. That's dumb.
What? What are you talking about? What if he doesn't
You're
know?
Trying to compare me to a high school kid that wears a Nirvana t-shirt.
No, I'm comparing you to
Greg T. Because I'm wearing a shirt.
Oh, right. You're going to Amsterdam.
I'm wearing a shirt, and I don't know what band that is or what they sing. It's just a pretty design. I may be the equivalent of that guy.
So you think Netherlands is multiple countries. Therefore, you think the Netherlands is in what country? Which of the many countries part of the Netherlands is
I think they were a grouping of Holland and Finland and Sweden and all right. I know that now. Thanks.
Oh boy.
Anyway.
All right. I feel better and worse at the same time.
Another bonehead thing that happened to me.
Uh-huh.
I went to Miami last weekend and then...
Oh, Miami, which is part of the...
go ahead, Brody.
The North Americas.
Instead of staying in Miami Beach and just like, you know, doing that same beat over and over again like I normally do, I decided to venture up to Delray Beach and then I went to West Palm spent some time up there. Now...
Very nice.
When we were in Delray, for whatever reason, even though I'm in a beach town, in a beachy hotel, there was no sunblock to be found. And I needed my sun bum. Oh my God, Brody. I love that sun bum. Not a commercial, not a sponsor. But I had, the sun was hot, like 80 degrees beating directly on us.
Okay.
So my friends and I, we ventured outside the hotel, like, let's go find some sunblock. They're like, oh, you got to go to the Walgreens. 12 minutes away. Dude, I got a sunburn walking to Walgreens to buy sunblock. How stupid is that? I'm walking to get sunblock and I got a fucking sunburn.
That is irony.
That's irony, not a coincidence.
No, it's terrible irony.
I knew you'd love that. Because had I not ventured out to look for sunblock, I probably wouldn't have gotten a sunburn.
That's correct. only you. But you're going to a country that's an island that won't have any sunshine. So that's perfect for you.
Right. I don't need to bring the sunblock on this trip.
Oh, boy.
But I'm last minute, man. I can't even... Like, I didn't even pack a bag. And now I'm thinking like, oh shit, maybe I should go buy a new one. So when this podcast is over, I may go buy a new piece of luggage because I don't have a proper large piece that you would check. I only have like carry-on shit, you know?
Yeah, and well, you're going to be gone for a week.
I'm going to be gone for like 10 nights. I don't know what to do.
In multiple climates.
Like, I don't know what the hell I'm doing here, Brody.
You're going to a Nordic country and a beach. Like, that's two different, you know. You're screwed.
I don't know
I'll tell you. You travel all the time.
I know, but I travel lightly. I travel with a big backpack or a duffel bag and a carry-on. Or I take my carry-on and it has a zipper on it, and I can expand it to a checked bag. But I'm going to need something bigger than that checked bag. I have one piece of luggage.
okay, if you get one giant piece of luggage to take on this trip, where are you going to keep it when you get home? Your apartment's tiny. You have no storage.
That's the problem. That's why I don't own it.
You have room under your bed?
No. My bed, there isn't. No, my bed is solid underneath. There's no like room under the bed for anything. It's just a.
So you're going to buy a suitcase. You're going to, what are you going to do? Sell it when you get home?
I'm going to put it in storage, I guess.
Yeah, you're going to have to. You live in a one-bedroom apartment. You barely have room for that stack of papers behind you.
How crazy that I'm going to put my suitcase in storage and put storage in the storage.
Yeah, that's the life you have.
Is that irony too?
That's just shitty is what I think it is.
We all can't be rich and bougie like you, Brody.
Yeah, rich and bougie. I sold my house. How am I rich and bougie?
You sold your house. Look at you.
Yeah, because I'm not rich or bougie.
You condo living now?
I'm in a rental.
This is what the empty nesters do.
It's, I guess. Yeah, sure.
Sure. All right.
Yeah. Okay, I need help from the slices. I said something on Slice Time this past episode, the 292 Slice Time. And I said, oh, I got a great story. I'll tell it on Brooklyn Boys. And I just realized I didn't write it down. I can't for the life of me remember what it was. But I said it on Slice Time. I said, oh, I have a thing about a thing, and I'll mention it on the Brooklyn Boys. And now I can't remember what it was. I don't want anybody to get mad at me. I realize now I'm going to go back to listen to Slice Time so that I can talk about it when Scary gets back from his vacation. But speaking of Slice Time,
yeah.
Whenever you hear this, Scary, when do you come back from vacation? What's the date?
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, very nice. Saturday. So keep in mind, we are not going to be able to record till the 6th. So if you're going to leave a Slice Time for this episode that you're listening to right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't do it until like the 2nd of May or 3rd of May because it erases after a week, doesn't it?
Right, yeah. Well, no, I think we fixed that problem. But I'll tell you what, May 1st. Leave it May 1st. You'll be safe.
Just to play it safe. Just to play it safe.
Okay, right. That's a good idea. And
so this episode is going to be your episode for this week and next week.
Right.
The Scary's on vacation.
And some housekeeping here. Mm-hmm. Well, this week and next week, I don't know when we're dropping this episode. I don't, whatever. But anyway, housekeeping. It has come to my attention that several of you are not getting notifications through the iHeartRadio app.
That's correct.
Of when new episode drops. That is an internal issue that they've been working through. Here's my best advice. If you're hearing my voice right now and you're listening to this episode, do yourself a favor. No matter what, if you're listening in Spotify, iHeart, hit the notify me button. There's definitely a way to be notified of new episodes. Hit the subscribe. If you're not subscribed, subscribe to us, please.
Yeah, the problem is it's not sending out notifications.
But
even if you
also subscribe on my next thing I was going to say was, and then subscribe on several platforms, Apple Music and specifically Spotify.
Deezer.
Deezer.
Oh, Amazon Music.
Amazon Music. Get the notification this way. Because guess what, Brody?
Yeah.
I got my notifications on all the apps except for our native app, iHeartRadio. Rah-rah, right, well, iHeartRadio.
Here's another way to know, except for next week when Scary's on vacation, we do two episodes every week. We do a Brooklyn Boys and a Slice Time.
Yeah, but life doesn't work like that. People need to be reminded.
Saying,
but yeah,
I need a reminder. Well, you know what? In your phone, go in your calendar, leave yourself a reminder on like Thursday or Friday every week. Check to see if the Brooklyn Boys episode's out.
Exactly.
But anyway, there you go.
That's a little housekeeping.
Speaking of technology and podcasting, I went to a seminar last night. It was a podcast AI seminar where you could learn about how to use AI to improve your post-production, pre-production, whatever you could use AI to help you with your podcast.
Yeah. What'd you learn?
And a couple of things. I was sitting in the second row. It was all folding chairs in this conference room. This room they rented, and there's experts up at the front with a table and this, you know, they have microphones and everything. And this beautiful woman comes in, a woman of color walks in, and she has the most incredible hair. I mean, her hair is long halfway down her back and frizzed out. I would say 6 inches at least on both sides of her head.
Nice.
I mean, just the most beautiful woman.
I'm picturing it.
She was, I'd have to say, at least 11, and she had heels on. beautiful woman. She came in a little late, mm-hmm. and she came in with a friend. I don't know if the friend was her. It was another woman. I don't know if they were together romantically. I don't know. The other woman had a buzz cut.
Okay.
So first of all, the one woman had enough hair for both of them.
Great.
So I guess she was like, well, I'm going to wear big hair tonight. Well, I'm going to go with no hair tonight. I don't know what they just was complete opposites.
Yeah.
However, she came in and she sat in the front row and everyone behind her, I was a little off to the left. Everyone behind her had to either lean
yeah.
or pick up their chairs and move because her hair, she was,
again, it was like very tall. It was like a lion's mane.
Yes. She was very tall, but her hair was not only tall on top of her already being tall, but her hair went out sideways wide. I mean, okay. the most beautiful, unbelievable.
So is that disrespectful then for her to do what she did?
Well,
or
here's the thing. I got to talk to her afterwards. She's a very nice woman. Very nice. Stunning. But I think if you know that your hair is the size of a medicine ball, you can't sit in the front row. You have to know
yeah.
that you're going to be blocking four people. Legitimately, four people
yeah.
were blocked. And they all moved. And she was completely unaware. But how are you not aware that you're walking around with like a helmet head?
I think she pulled the no fucks given lever.
really nice. It wasn't like she was bitching.
Well,
you
the thing like, is like, fuck. Look, this is my hair. People got to deal with it. I'm sitting up front. Fuck all y'all.
All right. Well, would you have said something? Would you have been like, excuse me?
No,
can you lower your
no,
head?
You can't do it. You can't do
yeah,
that.
You can't.
No,
you
can't.
I just. I just would have gone to the back. I would be like, hey, listen, I'm 5-6 feet tall, whatever, and my hair makes me 6'8". I got to go sit in the back.
Mm.
You have to.
Yeah.
Like if you're Abraham Lincoln wearing a top hat, somebody's going to shoot you for sitting in front of them at the theater. Anyway, that wasn't the worst part. So I want to tell you what one other person, and I'll tell you a little bit about this podcast seminar, because it was very awkward for me. Very awkward. After the podcast thing, people were mingling. Everybody, you know, everybody's talking to other podcasters. Everybody's chatting it up. And these two people are talking to each other. And I sort of like, they catch my eye and they start talking to me. So there's a triangle going on, right? But they're both in front of me. So it's not like an even triangle. It's like me and I'm facing the two of them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So like one of them's standing at like 11 o'clock. One of them's standing at 1 o'clock and I'm at 6 o'clock. Well, one of them has horrific breath. Scary. It made yours look good. Smell good.
Hey. I may have a little tinge of garlic sometimes.
Occasionally, yes. This was like the grease in a grease trap, or like the when like your toilets back up and you get like and the pipes in the basement ooze that yellow. It was
okay.
It was
just all dead. Right.
Okay. So I was trying to figure out like which way to turn my head. But I didn't know which one was emanating the awfulness.
Yeah.
So like I would like, I took like a step back every 5-10 seconds.
Right.
I would like creep a little back and they would creep forward. Like, you know, like they thought I was like too far away, but they didn't realize I was moving. So I finished up with both of them. And then I had to watch them talk to other people to see who would react to which guy until I watched other people backing away from the one guy with the glasses. And I'm like, oh my God, it's him. So I had to avoid him the rest of the night. Scary. It was fucking painfully stinky. Just awfulness. And he wanted to talk to me because I have a successful podcast.
Right.
So he came over to me again later. He's like, hey, I wanted to talk to you about some software things. Maybe I was like,
okay, all right.
Here's the thing. And I want to know how you would handle this. I will admit to you, I was wearing a Brooklyn Boys shirt. I thought that would be a good icebreaker. If everyone's a podcaster, I'll wear my podcast shirt.
Yeah.
I'm sure other people will be wearing podcast shirts.
Sure.
Nobody was wearing a podcast shirt.
No. And did anybody recognize you in your Brooklyn Boys shirt?
No. But they all commented and said, oh, are you from Brooklyn? What's your podcast about? So I asked a question.
Oof.
I asked a question to the experts on the panel.
Okay.
And they start asking me questions. Oh, well, tell us about your podcast. Why don't you just try to get sponsors? I said, well, we're already signed to a major corporation. We have sponsors and we have commercials. Oh, you do?
Mm.
Oh. And do you have more than 5,000 downloads a week? I'm like, you know, I was trying to be calm. I was like, yeah. Kind of. So now people in the room are all looking and turning and looking at me. And I'm trying not to say too much because, you know, we're promoted on a major network by a major company and we have promos running on the Elvis Duran Morning Show, and we have merchandise, and we have loyal fans, and two podcasts, and fan clubs, and everything. And I'm like, yeah, I said, you know, we have social media presence, and you know, you know, have you thought about merchandise?
I don't mean to brag, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah, so I'm trying to play it like I'm just a podcast guy looking to ask questions.
Are you Will Ferrell in Anchorman?
No.
Stay classy, San Diego.
I was trying to stay classy, but they kept asking me questions.
Like, yours.
Oh, well, have you thought about doing maybe, because I was asking him, like, how can I use AI to grow our audience? He's like, well, you know, have you tried other ways to grow your audience? Do you have a social media presence? I said, yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, well, do you have more than 10,000 followers? I'm like,
yeah.
I said, my co-host has like 200,000 and I have about 100,000 between my, you know, Twitter and Instagram. So like, okay. Have you ever thought about maybe doing a lie, like an event? I go, we've done that. We have an event with our listeners. I go, well, have you thought about maybe having like a fan page, like a Facebook? We have that. So everything he suggested, I'm like, we've done. And so people in the room were like,
it sounds like you were the mathematician in taking advanced calculus, but you're going back to the third grade.
I was like, you know what I was like? I was like the kid in the Spanish class who's from a Spanish speaking country.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, yo necesito la pluma.
Right.
But they totally. So what would you have done in that situation, Scary? Would you have been like, not say anything? Or would you be like, hey, I'm Scary Jones?
No, stay humble. In the words of Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. Just stay humble. Well,
who's been dissed by Drake.
All right. Well, when we come back, and then we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, I want to tell you about the woman who recognized you, not me, at this event.
Huh?
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Wait a second, Brody. Wait.
Go ahead, set it up.
I wasn't at the event.
That's correct.
That you were talking about before we took the commercial break.
That's correct.
How did a woman recognize me at the event you went to?
There was a woman, I want to say she was in her 60s. She and her husband are podcasters. Very nice woman. And she's talking to me about, oh, is your podcast about Brooklyn? Nope. My co-host and I, we, you know, I try to explain, you know, it's hard to explain this podcast. I explain it, but she goes, oh, And she goes, so you're the Brooklyn Boys. Are you from Brooklyn? Yeah, we're both from Brooklyn. That's right. And she looks at the shirt, and at the bottom it says Skeery and Brody. And so she says, Skeery, are you Skeery? I said, no, I'm and Brody. She says, do you know someone named Skeery? I said, yeah, he's on my shirt. He's my co-host. Is that the same guy from the morning show? Yeah, there's only one Skeery. Yes, that's my co-host.
Yeah.
You know him?
Yeah.
Yes, I know him. I do a podcast with him. That's on the shirt. I'm on the shirt with him. Mm. Oh, how long do you know him? 25 years. You worked with him? I listen. I love you guys. Oh, you do? You know the show? I know Skeery. Uh-huh. I said, oh, okay. Do you know Brody? No, not so much. I said, do you listen to the phone taps? Oh, I love those calls where you get everybody so upset.
Yeah, the ones you've done for 20 years?
I did like half of them. Oh, I guess maybe I heard them. I go, but you've heard Skeery? Oh, yeah, I heard Skeery.
Yeah.
He's on your podcast. You know him. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I know him.
Yeah. By the way,
you're a big fan.
Put a timestamp here, there, David Brody. Here on episode 293, 28 minutes in, timestamp, Skeery and Brody, checkmate. That's why it's called that. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Brody with a 60-something-year-old lady who barely listens to
Don't matter,
to the show.
But that's why it's Skeery and Brody.
And there you go.
Slices, that's why it's Skeery and Brody.
That's not why it's Skeery and Brody.
Dude, you were talking. You were having a conversation with the woman.
We made it Skeery and Brody originally.
I know.
You know why. And then
listen.
Listen, the point is, you got recognized off of the six letters on my shirt, SK.
That's so wild.
Seven letters.
Did you tell her I said hi?
No, I did not, because you wouldn't have known to say hi at that point.
Hey, listen. Oh, by the way, I got to say, I don't mean to blow my own horn here, but.
God knows you've tried.
I tried to blow my own horn. That was back when I was in high school. I was very desperate then.
Yeah, to be your own age.
Be my own age?
Yeah.
So, the morning.
That's why it's Brody and Skeery.
A few months ago, for my birthday, the morning show awarded me a gold microphone for my 50th birthday, but it was a piece of paper. And it said, you know, microphone coming soon. Well, yep. The coming soon came. They gave me a shiny gold-plated gold microphone yesterday with my name engraved on it. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. This is crazy. I lost my shit, Brody. I was like, I keep getting, it's to this moment, people are on Instagram and they're just saying all kinds of, just want to say thank you for the comments. Everyone, I can't get back to everybody, but people are DMing me. I don't know why it's been a resurgence of, you know, the story is like 3 months old, right? Because that's when I got the mic. But the physical, visual, the presentation of the microphone, we put it up on Instagram and people are just commenting like crazy. And I just want to say I'm very humbled. And
it's very cool. I saw your video of you getting it.
I was very,
very cool.
It's emotional for me because, you know, after doing this for 29 years and, you know, I mean, I feel like I haven't really reached a milestone the way there are some radio heavies in this industry that don't have gold microphones, and I have one. So I'm like, I said, I'm not worthy. And a lot of people are saying, no, but you are. So, but okay.
The woman obviously knew you at the podcast convention because you're the one with the gold mic. Now I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When Elvis is in the studio, you don't have your own mic.
Right.
He uses his mic and you lean over.
I lean over into his microphone. That's how we've done it for 29 years.
That's correct. Now, when he's not there, if he's broadcasting from home or he's on the road,
yeah,
you sit in his spot and you broadcast from his spot. Are you going to put your microphone into his mic stand when you are running the board?
Is there a reason why I shouldn't?
I don't know. I'm wondering if you'll bring it home and when we podcast, I'll be able to look at your gold mic at your home.
I think I'm going to leave it at the station.
Really?
Gets more views there.
1 or 2 days a week, maybe, when you'll get
there. There's more cameras there. There's more.
Oh, I see.
No, I just feel like I should use it there. It was a gift from Elvis.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Elvis has had a gold microphone in that station, in that spot in the studio for, I don't know, 10 years now. If you have a gold mic and you're sitting in front of it, it's going to look like you're sitting in front of Elvis's gold mic. So are you going to put a big sticker on the side that says, because the engraving can't be seen on Instagram.
That's true.
Are you going to put like a sign with an arrow saying Skeery's gold mic?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. But what's a gold mic if you can't use it, right?
Well, I guess so. But my question is, how are you going to let people make sure?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know what the right answer is. Do I need to bring it home and use it only here in my apartment? Or
I mean, it's a very expensive thing. Can I use it there?
I don't know the answer to that question, but
well, where is Elvis's gold mic most of the time?
It's in a case. It's wrapped up and it's in the safe. It's in a place for safekeeping. And I put
He uses it.
But when he's not there, I replace it with a silver microphone.
Right, but if you put your gold mic there, people are just going to think it's Elvis' gold mic.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't know the answer to these questions.
Scary, you care about the cred. I want to make sure you get the cred. I want to make sure you get the respect.
Get the cred.
Get the respect. That's scary. I think you need to you know what you need to do?
We need to put some spec on it?
you need to go to like an artist, somebody who paints.
Yeah.
And have them paint your name on the side, like in red or blue that stands out.
Yeah, I think I'll leave it the way it is.
Yeah, you sure?
I'm happy. It's beautiful. Honestly, right.
I mean, I'm very happy, so touching.
One of the most thoughtful and touching gifts I've ever received in my entire life.
Absolutely.
Now, that was the softer side of Scary.
Uh-oh.
I don't want people to turn on me, but I did something that was very uncharacteristic of me. Did we talk about the night that I went to the bar and what happened?
The woman who recognized me. No, older woman from the podcast thing?
Not the 62-year-old. No, this is not like me. And I think the slices opinions of me may change after they hear what I'm
about. I don't like where this is going at all.
A stunning admission is about to come out after this.
Okay, all right.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right.
I'm on the edge of my seat right now.
No, I feel like it's not the kind of person that I am. But just know that I said something that was very out of character. So let's rewind a couple of weeks. I was hanging out with some friends. We were at a bar. A woman came up to me and said, "Oh my God, you're Scary," that did that whole bit, whatever, which is great.
Yep. You know Brody?
You know that guy, David Brody. So I said, "All right, cool." And I don't mean to be, this is all getting so self-serving here, but this turns very quickly in a second. So she's like, oh, so we take a picture and whatever. And then she does that thing where she goes, oh my God, you gotta, she grabs me by the hand. She goes, you gotta come introduce, I want to introduce you to my friends. And I'm like, see, in my mind, that could go either way. Because I know not everybody listens. Someone in the crowd recognized me. Not everyone recognized me everywhere I go. But someone, this woman did. But that doesn't mean everyone else does. Or knows. Or cares. Right. There's levels right. of, I heard yeah. the familiar, whatever.
Right, you're not John Bon Jovi walking into either, a bar.
Right. People are like, so, oh my God, John I'm like, all right, yeah, okay, whatever. It was late. People were drunk. So I walk over to a group of women, and as I'm walking over, and she's pulling me into this little circle of three other girls that were talking, that were her friends, this like tall blonde woman like looks at me and it's loud, there's music playing. Her friend didn't even have a chance to say a word, and she looks at me and she just takes her fucking hand and puts it right in my face, like, ugh, like, get out of here. Almost as if to say, you creepy old man talking to my friend. Like, her friend wanted to
introduce. Did she think her friend was going to introduce you, like, to some guy in a bar? Like, I want you to meet this hot guy?
Who knows? But why is this person's first instinct to, like, take her big five fat fingers and literally put it right up in my face? Like I'm an animal. And then I'm like, what? So I'm like, I said to the woman, I said, I'm sorry, I gotta go. Plus, you know, I'm going back to my friends over here. So I start walking away, and she comes after me. She says, oh my God, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't have a chance to explain. My friend doesn't know. I didn't get to tell her who you are. And I'm like, no. It doesn't matter. That's my point. It doesn't matter who I am. I'm human. I'm not an animal. So it doesn't matter if I'm a person, if I'm a... It doesn't matter if I'm an NBA player. It don't matter if I'm whatever. I'm like, I'm just, this is how she responds to you bringing over a person you clearly brought into your little circle just to say hello to for whatever reason. And her response is to like, fuck you. You're less than human. I'm just going to like put my hand in your face. Like, ugh, get away from me.
Who does that?
Who does that? Well, I said, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say it.
You said her friend's a bitch.
No, I went worse than that, Brody.
You used the C word?
I used the C word. I said it very frankly to her. I said,
creepy?
Look. I said,
callous?
I said, I got to go. I said, but I got to be honest.
Cold?
I said, your friend's up. See you next Tuesday. But I said the word.
I am sure you did.
But I said it so like British, like, huh? Because they use that word.
Blimey, your friend over there is a cunt.
And I said, I got to go. And I walked away. But then I felt bad because I'm like, fuck, that's so off brand. And it's not a word that I use. But if
I might have used it, but it's a little more than you would normally.
I would never phrase that. I might have said
I don't use that word, but I get to that level of anger where I think
it was,
the word.
I was so
I've never said it.
I was so miffed. I was so fuming. You could fry an egg on my forehead. That's how
fucking angry. Okay, but did the woman come over and apologize?
No, like, zero. But she definitely went over back to her friend and be like, oh my God, Scary Joe just called you. And
the thing is,
I don't want that reputation. I want to clear the record right now. But
were these two women the same age, roughly?
Yes. No, they had to be in their 30s. They were in their 30s.
Okay. So the woman who approached you, I'm asking for a reason. I'm not asking you to rate anybody. But would you say that the other friend was more attractive than the first woman?
Yes.
So she was. So she felt like she was too good for you.
Correct.
Like, I don't even want to talk to this
correct.
Guy.
Correct. You're not even worth my airspace, my oxygen.
See, my response to the hand. And by the way, what you don't know is she may have had a Scary Jones tattoo on her wrist and she was showing it to you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's go with that story.
Yeah, I would have snapped at her and I would have said, what the fuck was that for?
Well, I did say something to her. I'm like, excuse me. I'm like, that's rude. I said that. I got like one word in.
But you didn't ask her like, what's that about? Like
what? And she did it again. She did it twice. No, you know,
Does she listen to Howard in the morning? Like,
it doesn't matter. No, but it doesn't matter. No, once again, I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy at a bar at this point. She doesn't know nothing. She doesn't know shit. She doesn't know But it doesn't, again, it doesn't matter who I am or who I'm not. It doesn't matter. My point is, you don't treat people like that. And
100%.
And let me just back it off a little bit.
Rule number one, be attractive.
Do people, and this is rhetorical because it's just the two of us here talking. Mm-hmm. Do people really treat each other like that out in society? Do people really do that to each other every day? Is this the behavior that is display? Is it on display every day and every night? Or was that an aberration? I wanted to think that the woman is so drunk that it was an anomaly. And she would not, that it's not something that would, but that, and then the next question is, when was the last time you got so angry that you dropped the C-bomb? Because I can't remember the last time I said that out loud. I can't. Okay, I just don't do it.
Last question also rhetorical, because everything you said was rhetorical means I don't have to answer. So
no, well, it's for you. I mean,
but you said there's only two of us, so this question's rhetorical.
Well, it's rhetorical. We're not going to get, we're not going to garner responses except for people that want to leave.
It's in house.
It's in-house. Just between us. So yeah.
If I go, hey, Scary, this is rhetorical. What do you think of the weather?
What are your thoughts on this? Yeah.
What are my thoughts? I would have probably said bitch.
Okay, but either way, but has there been a time you're so angry where you've actually used the C-bomb?
I don't.
Because this woman was definitely deserving of it.
No, that's not a word. Like, I go for fucking asshole, fucking moron, fucking idiot, yeah. Douchebag. The C word. I mean, I've said it about people, like in conversation with a buddy. I might be like, what?
Well, technically, I didn't say it to her face. I said it about her to her friend.
Yeah,
but it's still not.
Hey, your friend's a C.
Yeah, well, I lost all control over that point. Because I'm usually I take the high road. I'm a little bit cooler than that. But I lost my shit.
I'm a little bit rock and roll.
I lost my shit. So
you did. So what was the facial expression of the woman when you said her friend was a C?
She was pretty surprised that that word came out of my mouth.
Did she text in this morning? Jones called my friend?
No. I was waiting for that. I'm like, okay, someone somewhere, this is going to come out, you know, whatever. But, you know, it sucks that there are people out there that are like this, that they don't give people the benefit of the doubt. I know that when anyone is introduced to me, or, you know, I always, with an open ear, open arms, say hello and see what's going on. What?
I'm so sorry, Scary. I just Googled at Scary Jones and the C word.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
To see if anybody like tweeted it. Somebody tweeted at you on January 12th of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was in the playoffs. Scary Jones at Scary Jones. Who the F is this F ass white boy hating on my Niners? Go suck a New York Giants AIDS dick, your C word. This person is not too happy with you.
Was I ripping on the Niners? Because it was Giants and Niners? What was it?
Let me see if there's no. Oh, yeah. You wrote at 49ers, hashtag 49ers locker room playlist. See you in September. Oh. Which is a 50s song, See You in September.
Right.
You must have been making a reference like the season's over and they're out of the playoffs or whatever, and they are going to go and not be seen till
that doesn't bother me.
Training camp.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
You didn't see this response?
No. I don't.
I'm going to screenshot it.
Great. Here, just blow it up. And why don't you just take it out of the filing cabinet there, David Brody?
I may have to put it on Instagram.
Nice.
By the way, speaking of Instagram.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we put it? Make a shirt out of it and see if the slices want to buy it.
Yeah, we'll put Scary as a C on it.
No, just exactly like that. The screenshot should be the screen of the shirt. That should be the shirt with that guy.
I just texted it to you. You take a look at it. Now, speaking of social media, as promised on Slice Time, I posted the picture of Dwight Gooden and me where Dwight is looking off to his right while Scary falls down the steps. Now, I put it in my Insta story, which has already expired, but I put it in the highlights section on Instagram in the Brooklyn Boys highlights. So right under at the top of the of my page where the circles are, they say like Mets, Brooklyn Boys, click on the Brooklyn Boys and you'll see the video, the story of Dwight Gooden with my picture with Dwight, the legendary Mets pitcher. And by the way, Dwight Gooden liked it and reposted it.
He also and liked, he liked followed, mine as well.
Yes. And he followed both of us.
He so, follows me now.
Well, I don't want to say he follows me. I don't know if he follows you. I think he follows you. Yes. I think he follows you, but he definitely follows me. So go check.
I'm not following Dwight him. Gooden 16. Now I got to follow him.
Well, if you don't follow him, why should he follow you?
Well, that's a whole other conversation. Do you get pissed off about that? We had that. That was on the radio, the big show. Just this week, we were talking about the importance of having people follow you back and all that. And
oh, please. If I follow a celebrity, I don't expect them to follow me back. Right. Now, Doc Gooden followed me back because I posted about him and I met him the other night at the event.
He doesn't follow me.
Sorry. He follows me. Check it out. You'll see the story. Scary, did you save it in your highlights or no? Yours already expired.
Not expired. Anyway.
But I already got about a dozen DMs from people saying, thanks for posting it. It's so much funny seeing it. Because, you know, you don't know if I'm making it up or not, but nope. You can see the Dwight Gooden picture looking at Scary fall down the steps.
Great. Awesome.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
We're moving along way too fast for my liking there, David Brody.
That's all right. Did you look at the New Yorker's stand-up comedian that I sent you?
Yes. You sent me that clip. It was very funny, Brody.
Matt Z. Pavich is the comedian. He grew up in Queens. And I play the audio if you can.
You want me to
play
it?
Slices to hear it. Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Know anything about Queens? It's one of the most diverse places in the whole world, which is pretty cool. So growing up, I thought me and my friends were not racist. Then I got older and I realized that one of my best friends growing up, his nickname was Black Justin. And we didn't even have a white friend named Justin.
Okay, that's bad. That's bad. That's bad.
There was no need for us to specify which Justin we were talking about. His nickname's Black. That's what he saved to my phone as. We're still friends to this day. He works at the gym with Chinese Eric. And together, we're really close.
I will say that Indian Matt.
Yeah.
He's named that because there's a Matt who's not in. The original Matt was Matt.
Right.
Now, remember that. Remember, Indian Matt is Indian Matt right. only because he's the second in the right. series, and he right. it's a descriptor the word. Right. But the series of Matts.
First Matt, plain Matt, white Matt, he's right. still part of the friendship group, right?
Yes. Now, but here's the thing, though. If I had met, let's say, Indian Matt first, he would have just been Matt, and then...
And the other Matt would have been not Indian Matt.
No, he would have been white Matt.
He would have been white Matt.
Because he's the second. The second okay, always gets the descriptor word. So it's just, right. you know, so that's how it fell. Okay,
let me ask you a question.
But in this guy's case, this comedian, he's trying to say that you just put an adjective
right.
ahead
a descriptor.
Of a descriptor.
Now, what if your friend Matt, you have a big fight with Matt. Big fight with Matt. You fuck you, Matt. Matt's out of the picture. You never talk to him again. Does Indian Matt just slide into Matt? Does he just become Matt
No,
now?
I think you just take on the legacy. You just... There's a placeholder there because...
Now, wait a minute. What if another Matt... What if you meet a third Matt? Indian Matt technically should just be Matt. But if you get another Matt, he just becomes
you
Matt.
You can't have a whole rebrand once you're all the way... You're talking about years of friendship here. You don't just rebrand Indian Matt as Matt.
Okay, so does new Matt just become Matt? Or is he new Matt or Matt the third? Or third Matt or second white Matt?
He'd just be Matt.
Okay, what if Matt... What if the new Matt is Black? Is he just Matt? Or is he Black Matt... In tribute to the Matt that wasn't
he'd just
black
be Matt.
Or Indian.
No, I think he's Matt. I think he goes back to Matt or doormat. I don't know.
Doormat? That's no. racist.
Brody, I don't have the answer to these questions.
All right, just curious. Anyway, thank you, Harsh Patel, for that video.
That was very funny.
All right. Hey, you were talking about the best bagels. Scary, tell me again where the best bagels are.
The best bagels are in Montreal, Canada.
That's what you say.
Well, I mean, listen, New York City, you want me to say New York City, and because...
No,
But for the sake of argument, because I visited Montreal, there's a huge bagel war going on there in Jewish town. I think the name is called Jewishville, Jewish land.
Is that part of the Netherlands?
Jewish town? No. There's a neighborhood called the Jewish District. I don't know what the proper name of it is. Anyway, there are real bagel wars going on between Saint Viator and I believe Fairmount Bagels, and because I visited and tasted them, I liked the bagels in Montreal at these places because they're smaller, they're crunchier, and there's less dough on them. But they are arguing the same way people argue that New Haven pizza is just as good, if not better, than New York pizza. The same argument can be made for Montreal bagels. And it's a thing. It's a thing, folks, since the 1920s.
But that's not why I bring it up.
Okay.
Because we have this podcast, and because you have a larger social media following, and, you know, I have a... I'm verified on social media.
Yep.
I reached out to... should I say the name of the bagel place?
Yes,
I reached out to Fairmount Bagel Bakery in Montreal.
Which is
the two biggies.
Those are one of the two big ones, Fairmount and Saint Viator. Look them up, guys.
So I looked for Saint Viator online and I thought, you know what? I'm going to get bagels shipped to me from Saint Viator.
Yeah.
And I looked and I'm like.
And by the way, Saint Viator is on Goldbelly.
Yeah, they're on Goldbelly, but it's like $40 for a couple of dozen bagels.
It's very expensive.
I'm not doing that. So I go to see, let me see what the other, because Scary said the two of the big ones are Saint Viator and Fairmount.
And Fairmount, yeah.
So I said, and you had mentioned to me that you had a slight preference for Fairmount at the time. So I emailed them and I said, hey guys, they have a site on the page. It says, contact us. I Googled, there's no Goldbelly. There's no companies that ship their bagels. I'm like, oh, that's terrible.
So Fairmount is a local place that has no way of shipping to America.
Well, not anything popular like Goldbelly.
I sent
them an email. And I said, hey, listen, this is who I am. This is where I do a podcast. And my co-host is on this major show in New York, syndicated nationally. And we've been talking about your bagels a couple of times on our podcast. And I'm a New Yorker. I think New York bagels are the best. He says your bagels are better than New York. I think he's crazy. But I want to try them, but I don't know when I'm going to be up in Montreal. And I don't see anybody that ships your bagels. How do I go about getting bagels? Now, I got to be honest with you, Slices. I was sort of, you know, hoping they would send me some bagels, you know?
Of course. Yeah. I saw what you were doing there. We good? You know, listen, great. Trying to grape, grape soda their asses.
Yeah. Yeah. For the publicity, it's worth it to them to send me bagels. I'm not going to ask
talking
for
about
bagels.
You're talking about a piece of bread. Yes. I think we'd...
Yeah, send me the bread, and, and we're going to end up giving you, unintentionally, hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of publicity. Probably put pictures up on social media where we have a lot of followers. Maybe the slices are convinced that they're delicious. I may even say, oh my God, they're terrific. So she writes back, your friend is Anthony is absolutely right. Our bagels are the best. NASA has sent our bagels to the space station for their astronauts. If it's okay with you, we will gladly ship you some so you can do the comparison yourself.
Oh, how great.
So I tell Scary, guess who's getting free bagels?
David Brody.
Right.
Brody Bagels.
Brody Bagels. So I write back. Oh my God. I said, oh my God, that's fantastic. That's so nice of you. I don't want to take advantage. A dozen would be fine. But if it's the same, you know, I don't know how you package them, but you know, two dozen, one dozen, whatever you send me is great. I just want to taste them. So I said, you know, a couple of poppy, maybe a plain, whatever you recommend, one of each. You're so wonderful. Oh my God. That's so nice. We'll talk about it on the podcast. I'll do social media.
I'm verified. I'm
so excited. So excited.
I got 66,000 followers.
Ugh. Yeah. So she writes back 2 weeks later. I apologize for the delay. I was ill. There's no minimum amount for you to order.
Wow. Sounds like it's an open ticket here, Brody.
We ship Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, except on holidays. So she said, just send me your current zip code. But most likely, if you live in New Jersey, it should be around $32.50 Canadian to ship it to you.
Guess what? You weren't getting free bagels to begin with. You were never going to get free bagels.
Well, here's the thing. The bagels are free. But I got to pay $32 for the shipping. So do I pay $32 for the bagels?
No. Oh, so they're not charging you for the actual bagels.
They're charging me $32.50 for the shipping. But she said, we'll gladly ship them to you. Yeah, I'm paying for the shipping. So I'm expecting, okay, you got a podcast. Your co-host of Mr. Big Shot on the morning show got a gold microphone. Well, for $32, it's worth the investment for us. We'll take care of it. Just send us your address and give us your social media and just make sure to tag us. No problem. We're a billion-dollar corporate. We're the biggest, one of the biggest bagel stores in Canada. Did they charge NASA to ship the bagels to the space station? No. They shipped the bagels for free, and I know that the NASA shipped them up there. That's not my point.
They sure did, Brody.
They shipped the bagels to the fucking space station.
You know what the problem is? They didn't recognize your name. They only recognized my name. So if I would have called... Oh, Scary, you're the guy from the morning show.
Right, with the gold mic.
That's you. Yeah, I know. You do the phone taps.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But Scary. I'm not familiar with him.
This guy? Yeah. Not so much. I got to say, all kidding aside, that's pretty crummy. Pun intended. It's a shitty thing. They are making money hand over fist. And let's face it, how much did it cost to make a nickel for a fucking piece of bread?
Right. If they had said to me, listen, we don't normally ship to America or we do whatever. She says, listen, we'll give you the bagels for free. You just have to cover the shipping. Then I'd be like, oh, I get it.
It's so petty. But
don't say, we will gladly ship you some bagels.
Yeah.
Gladly.
And I have to admit, when it's worded that way, that means shipping's on them. It's all on them.
Yeah, slices. Leave a talk back. What do you think? Wouldn't you expect the bagels to be free at that point?
And like, even if you weren't a podcast influencer or whatever the hell we are,
right?
If someone comes at you, anyone, slices, with that statement, sure, we'll ship you the bagels for free. What does that mean to you?
Well, we'll gladly ship them to you. What she said.
We'll gladly ship them to you.
Right.
But gladly. But they're free. The bagels are free. Shipping, not so much.
If they didn't normally ship, if they said we never ship bagels, but for you. We'll gladly ship them. But you just told me, we ship Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. They ship. They ship their bagels. So what's the gladly part? So I get you're giving me the bagels for free. So you're giving me, your food cost is probably, like you said, $5 maximum.
It's nothing.
For a few dollars. Whatever.
Dude,
whatever
it's like a dollar. You're talking about flour and water.
Right.
It takes four, flour, water, salt, yeast. What is it? Like, there's four things, there's four ingredients in a bagel.
Right. So my point is, and
I know this from Calandra.
I'm not trying to come off. Yeah, I know. I'm not trying to hit the jingle, you bitch.
What?
Hit the jingle. I know what you did.
What did I do?
Calandra's doesn't even sell bagels. They're an Italian restaurant. They're a bakery.
Calandra's is a bakery, and they learned.
And they're a sponsor of yours.
And they taught me how to make bagels. I was in their bagel kitchen. Four ingredients in bagels.
Hit the jingle.
What are you talking about?
They're a sponsor. You go to, you do events there all the time. Thank you. Calandra's would have given you $32 for that free mention right there.
It cost them a nickel to make those bagels. Don't let them kid you.
Never mind the cost of the bagels. They're giving me those for free.
They didn't want to come out. They didn't want to come out of pocket for shipping. They didn't want to be in the red. But
all I'm saying, yes. So I'm saying, look, I'm not trying to say I deserve free bagels. I'm not. But if I'm a business and I have an opportunity to put, it's why they like celebrities at award shows get like Rolexes in the back in the gift bags because they want people to be seen in their stuff. So you have an opportunity for $32.50 Canadian. Let me see what the rate is. Hold on. $32.50 Canadian to dollars.
It's not much different.
I want to just see what it's going to cost me. Hold on. $32 Canadian to dollars. You know what it is? Hold on. Nope. It's the other way around. Oh, Canadian dollars.
And how many US bagels dollars were they going to send you? How many dozen?
Well, hold on. Let me see.
Convert. I want you to do the math. Because how much per bagel would that have been?
Okay. So hold on. So this gets better here. See, the American dollar is doing very well right now.
Oh.
Our economy is doing very well, even though people don't notice it yet. The U.S., it would only cost me $23.80 to pay for shipping.
Okay.
So if you want to go half with me, I can get four dozen bagels.
For that, Matt, 12, 24, 36, 48?
Yeah.
Brody, let's just fucking do it.
You think?
Yeah, I'll go halvesies with you.
You go halves with me? So let me say $40 divided by, what did I say, 23 what? 23.80?
Let's go.
80.
Bring it.
$1.68 a bagel.
That's not bad.
I will do it.
Let's do it. I mean, right, well, bagels are like 79 cents, but.
Well, no. A lot more expensive by me.
That's only if you put cream cheese on it.
No, they're $1.25 now.
All right. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Brooklyn! The boys! From Brooklyn, the boys from Brooklyn.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.